In this video, traveling on AIP. Now, travel on AIP is definitely trickier than travel when you're just like on a standard American diet. You can't just pick up and go and eat whatever you want. However, it's not as hard as you're probably thinking in your mind. It's kind of like everything else with AIP in that planning ahead was really going to make things a lot easier for you and set yourself up for success. So, things that you're going to want to plan for. First of all, lodging. Lodging, there's several different options that you can do. If you're going someplace where you're going to stay in like a hotel, you can find a hotel that has a kitchen. So a lot of these ones that end in suites typically have kitchens in them. And you can call ahead, make sure to find out what appliances they have in them. But they typically have like a fridge, a sink, a microwave, and sometimes they'll have a stovetop, but not necessarily. Most places like this do not have ovens though, so do keep that in mind in case you are staying for a while and need something that has access to an oven. If you do, I do really kind of highly recommend doing a VRBO or an Airbnb instead. That's my personal preference and when we go away when I'm on a restrictive diet or just really anytime, because you typically then have access to a full kitchen. These are going to be like a full house or a condo or someplace that has pots and pans and a stove and ovens and everything for you. Now, I'm going to caution you, when you go to this place, you're going to probably have to either clean the pots and pans and all of the silverware and everything that you're going to need, either in the dishwasher or bring your own sponge, just to get rid of any cross-contamination that may exist on these things. Or if you're not going very far and it's going to be like a quick road trip, like when I go up to the mountains, for example, it's like an hour away, I bring my own pots and pans and sometimes silverware, depending whether or not I feel like washing theirs or not, just so I don't have to worry about that. It is a little neurotic maybe, but it makes me have peace of mind that I know that I'm not gonna have any gluten or any other kind of contamination from their pots and pans. You can also stay with family and friends, and that's a great option, but before you do that, make sure that you have a conversation with your host that you are on AIP and maybe give them a little bit of an overview of what it is and why you're doing it. And make sure you do it out of the context that you're doing it for you to make you feel fantastic and to get over some health issues and symptoms that you're feeling. And then it's no statement against what they live or like how they live or anything like that. Some people kind of just get a little defensive and feel like they're being judged when you come to them saying that you're eating a certain way. So just make sure, again, make it about you. And also if you're doing the friends and family thing, make sure you can ask if there's a certain space in their kitchen, fridge, or freezer, or wherever you need that's gonna be a safe space for all of the food that you need to bring with you or prep while you're there. Just try to make it as painless as possible for your host or hostess because you don't really wanna put them out or make them feel like they're put out. So again, just have this conversation beforehand, explain it for you to make you feel better, and hopefully everything will go fine. If for some reason you cannot reserve a hotel that has a kitchen or anything like that, a lot of hotels will have mini fridges in them now. You may be able to go down to the kitchen if they have one and ask the chef to heat something up for you. That's not unheard of, so that is an option. Or you may, I got this tip from Deliciously Ella. She brings a travel blender with her and then she goes to the grocery store and gets a whole bunch of ingredients for like a smoothie so that at least she knows she's getting in some of her vegetables and fruits for the day so she gets nutrients and feels better. So it's not like you're in panic mode at that moment. You can make yourself maybe a smoothie and then have that, put some collagen in it to get a little protein. And then you can make better decisions when you're not starving because you've had that. So that's one option. I'm going to link below to foods on the go that you can typically get at most grocery stores. So when you go to a grocery store, you can pick out some of these things that are AIP compliant and kind of maybe make up meals. I tend to, if I ever have to go to a hotel that doesn't have a kitchen and while I'm on a restricted diet, eat more kind of meals that don't look like meals, but look more like charcuterie platters, if you will, where there's little pieces of meat and olives and apricots and like maybe some crackers I brought from home and like an Epic bar. And so it's just, it looks like a big snack or I don't know, but it still gets in everything that I need and it makes me feel full. So you kind of have to think out of the box sometimes if you don't have access to the kitchen. And then you can go to a restaurant and eat out. And I will cover eating out and dining out in a separate video. So watch that if you plan to eat out in restaurants and everything. It's also a really good idea when traveling to bring some foods with you. Liquids are gonna have to go in your checked suitcases because of the TSA travel rules. The most solids you can bring in on carry-on or put them in your checked baggage. But things that are going to be good to have to bring with you are like maybe some energy balls, just so you have something to eat every so often. You can bring some like meat sausages or patties that you've made. I like to bring coconut butter packets with me just because they're individual packets and then I can like massage them, warm them up and then eat them or put them on something to give me a little more fat. You can bring bottles of olive oil or avocado oil. If you're gonna do that and put it in your checked baggage, make sure that you put them in like a bottle, like a travel bottle, and then wrap them again in plastic, maybe a plastic bag or two, just to make sure that they don't leak everywhere all over your stuff. But that way you know you have good fats to cook with. And then bring some seasoning with you. Like maybe you have a special herb blend that you like, or just put some herbs into a plastic bag so that you can bring those as well. And another option, which I've never actually tried, but I thought about it in my head that if I ever had to do it, they do make travel size crock pots nowadays. So you could theoretically bring a carton of AIP compliant bone broth with you, buy one at a store when you get to wherever you're going, or Perfect Supplements also now makes a bone broth powder that you could reconstitute. And then you can get some veggies, like and chop them up, and then put them all into this travel crock pot, leave it overnight, and then if you brought your hand blender to make smoothies, then you can make a soup. So that's just another option. You don't really need a whole entire kitchen for that. You would just need your travel crock pot, your blender, and then maybe a knife. But even then you could use a plastic knife if you had to. So this one might sound a little crazy, but I've gone backpacking while on AIP with my family. And so I made my own backpacking meals and it really was not hard. It was basically making like chopping up some veggies or cooking some sweet potatoes or whatever it was, and then putting them in my dehydrator until they were all like kind of really dry, and then either packing them up that way or powdering them in a food processor and then putting them in plastic bags. And then when we got to the backpacking location and it was time for meals, we would just pour water, hot water typically, into it and then reconstitute it and make it to a meal. And they were actually really delicious. So if you're going to be going somewhere and you're really not sure of the situation of what you're gonna be able to get to, it may be a good idea to make a couple of backpacking meals. You can store them in your freezer for years just so you have them, but like maybe make some of these and then bring them with you. And if you run into a situation where you don't know what you're gonna do, all you need is some hot water. And hot water is usually not that difficult to get. You can usually, the coffee makers in the rooms, you can maybe like flush out a couple times and then get hot water out of that. Or like go down to the coffee maker down in like the lobby. They typically have like the hot water tab to make tea, or if they have a kitchen or something, that you can just get hot water and maybe bring a bowl and a spoon so you can eat these things. But it's a great emergency option that will give you everything you need. You can have a whole complete meal even with ground beef or chicken in it. So don't think it's crazy. It's actually a pretty good idea to just have these on hand so that way you know what you're gonna have. And along with that, one of the things that I used heavily in my backpacking meals was coconut milk powder. And that one's a really good one to bring. You can make tiger nut granola and then bring coconut milk powder with you and then just add some cold water, mix it up, and then make it like a cereal kind of thing. Or you can mix coconut milk powder with like hot water and then make some sort of warming beverage instead of needing coffee. There's so many different options that you can do with these things. So it's really beneficial to think outside the box when traveling. Don't automatically assume all is like not gonna happen. Just be creative and plan ahead. Call ahead to hotels to make sure they have what you need. And then if they don't, make sure that you can compensate for that. Make sure you bring plenty of food and snacks for an airplane if you're doing that, or if you're in a car on a road trip, make sure you have plenty so you're not going to be hungry. And one final idea is you could get a service like Paleo on the Go to send meals to wherever you're going. So if you know that you're gonna have access to a microwave or an oven and a freezer or a fridge, you could have them send like a box of meals to that location, and then all of the meals would be ready for you, and all you have to do is just reheat them. This may work a little bit better if you're staying at friends and family or like a VRBO. Just make sure that you're gonna be able to be there to get whatever you need to get, but that's also an option. And finally, if you wanna go on vacation while you're on AIP, but maybe you haven't actually planned it out yet, there are some places where you can go and still have a great time and not really have to worry so much about your dietary restrictions. Places like Disney World and Disneyland are especially great at this. And I know several people that have gone to like Disney World, for example, while on AIP, and the chefs there don't even blink when you tell them all your dietary restrictions. They're just kind of like, okay, how about if I make you this? And so they're really great about that. I've also heard cruises can be very accommodating with these kind of things. So it's not like your life is over and you have to cook every single meal or anything while you're on vacation. Just maybe look for some of these places that are more accommodating for people and then go to them. And typically most places, even if you go to like Costa Rica, you can go to especially the higher end kind of restaurants and just ask for some grilled fish and vegetables and make sure that they're just roasted or cooked in olive oil, and then you're good right there. So don't freak out. You're gonna still be able to travel, and travel is not going to be any sort of really, really stressful, terrible thing while on AIP.